Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Healing Into Femininity. This is me, your host, Joanna Fatonji, and it's been a while, girlfriend. It's been a while. Exactly 18 days, I think, because I have been doing this challenge in January where I created a podcast every day of January. And after that, after I had reached my goal, I needed some time out because not only because, because I didn't want to continue to put in the time, but really because there was no original thought there anymore. And I thought, okay, I have really emptied myself. And there was so much that I really wanted to say, and I love the momentum. But then I had to take some time out to do some other things and create some other content and just kept on working on my business and doing some planning for my business and everything setting up around, about my content, not my content, but my online platform, my school, my life mastery online school, my coaching programs, and all of that. So now I'm back and I feel very excited. So I hope you have been amazing. I hope you have been doing your work. You have been continuing to level up and follow your dreams and maybe even define your dream, right? Because the first step is always to define the dream, to set the intention, to feel and to unearth and to discover what it is. What do I love in this season right now of my life? And that's exactly what I want to talk to you about in this episode today. It is really about the process of dream building. As you know, if you've listened in before, I am a certified dream builder coach. And what do? I help people to discover their dream, or if they have a dream or a goal, I help them, especially creative entrepreneurs, spiritualists, everyone who is working with creative energy, right? Everyone who is bringing something forth from within or from an inspiration from something that you have received into your heart, right? Something intangible, the inspiration, the idea, the heart's desire. And me personally, I always say that. If you know me, you know it already. But for all my new listeners, I come from a background of spirituality and creativity. So I've always been very intuitive and very much a believer. I've always had a relationship with the unseen realm, with the spirit world, with God. And at the same time, I've always been a creative, and I danced from a very young age, from 6 years old or probably younger. And then I did martial arts, and I continued to dance and just be immersed with arts and performing arts. I played theater. I recorded a movie and things like that. Like I love the performing arts. And at the same time, I am a student of spiritual teachings of all traditions and really understanding how the spirit realm is connected to the 3D, our everyday life, and merging these two worlds, because I believe that that's exactly what we want, right? To walk the middle path, not to go too deep into only the spirit realm and neglecting the material, meaning neglecting the body, neglecting your home, neglecting your service in the world, and also neglecting your finances. I believe it's important to take care of all these things. And at the same time, it's important to not only get caught up in materiality, but also to connect ourselves to the spirit realm. And I believe that this is exactly what I want to talk about today is a very literal analogy of the tree of life, right? And I want to weave it into the process of creation. So, as I said, I needed a little break to sink in, to come up with something that is actually really coming through that I want to share. And especially as creatives and as spiritualists, as spiritual leaders, as coaches, as people that love to empower others, motivate others, elevate others to become their highest self, right? What is that? Becoming your highest self, becoming the best version of yourself is tapping into those spiritual forces, also the forces of the will, right? To discipline ourselves, to come back to the work, to continue the path, to continue the path of I like to call it purity, right? The continuing the path of health, to continue the path of love, to continue the path of creation, and to continue the path of discipline. And everyone, like all of us, all of the ones that create love, empower others, all of that, we need a break too. And I can so feel it that I love to give a lot of my energy, but I also love to retreat and then nourish myself so I can come back fresh for you. And I want to share this analogy of the tree of life. So I believe one of the topics or one of the words that I have been contemplating the past few days and weeks was authenticity, also inspired by one woman that I really enjoy learning from. And it's about authenticity. And one thing that I can today say what authenticity is to be true to who you are at the very moment. What do I mean by that? I mean, maybe you know it. Like, for example, me, I have been a life coach for almost 8 years now. And what my motivation was back then is still kind of the motivation now, but now at this point, I'm coming from a different place. So my authenticity back then is a different authenticity th that it is now. Am I therefore fake? No. But we change, like we go through different phases, we go through different seasons of life. We learn, hopefully, right? We learn, we evolve. And right now, currently, what is really on my heart is to communicate clearly so you get a benefit, you feel seen, you feel heard. And if you want to invest in yourself, and if you would love my support in the programs that I offer, I also want to make it very clear that especially creatives and spiritualists, you don't have to do it alone, right? You don't have to do it alone. Today, I listened to one interview by what's his name? The author of The War of Art. It's an amazing book and it's an amazing, the principles are great. And he's also talking about that the artist, that most of the time, the independent artist is someone who doesn't have a structure. They don't have an accountability system. But I definitely want to say that this is exactly what I offer. I offer structure and accountability systems for creative entrepreneurs and spiritual leaders. So you are not completely alone. And it is a benefit for you. So you know every week there's a check-in with me. Checking in, you can vent, you can say what's going on. And at the same time, you receive encouragement, reminders, and also, yeah, just like a little sparring, right? Just popping ideas back and forth. Whatever it is that you need, if you're a creative, you know, sometimes you can get stuck, you can get unmotivated, you can get caught up in your own mind. It's just spinning in circles, and it's so beneficial to talk to someone. And if you don't have that someone special, that Yeah, very inspiring, other creative. That's me. Yeah, so no, sh a very shameless plug, really, to let you know that there are people, especially me, transformational coaches, and other people of that sort, that are exactly there for you, for the creatives, for the spiritualists who are bringing out their creative gifts. And sometimes we all encounter blocks, we encounter fears, self-sabotage, and all of that. And this is the language that I'm certified and specialized in, and how to navigate all of that. So that's one thing. Let's go back to your authenticity. So whatever is authentic to you right now, this is what you want to bring forth, right? You want to bring something forth, even though you have a business and it's set in structure and you already know what it is that you want to offer. There's a level of consistency that you have to bring to it, become a professional, and not just jump from one idea to the next because you feel like it. But if you have decided for a project, or if you have decided for a business, you decide on, like, what would I love? That's a question that I always love to ask. What would I love? And as soon as you realize what it is that you would love, the fear comes up. It's always simultaneous. It's the polarity of the thing, right? When you define what you would love, the fear will pop up, right? So you define what you would love, and then you commit to it. Why am I saying that? Because I definitely talk to my clients, and I talk to my entourage, or the people that are surrounding me and also helping me with my business, and also other creatives. And many creatives, what I realize is that they love so many things. They're multi-passionate, and the multi-passionate thing is can be something very sabotaging. If you want to bring something out, if you want to create something strong, for example, in a business, not only one piece of art, but really something more worthwhile or longer. I don't want to say that a piece of art is not worthwhile, so I want to digress here. What I want to say is that I heard it from one of my clients that she's like, oh, then I'm bored again, and then I do this. Yeah, but this is how you are not going to create really something of service. It doesn't sound like you're a professional. It sounds like you are, yeah, still dabbling around. And this is also something that I realized that this is okay in the beginning phase to dabble around and to try out things and to try this and to try that. But if you realize, okay, I want to create something amazing and I actually want to make a living out of it, I have to commit to it. I have to commit my time, my energy, my money, my focus to it, and actually sit down and do w the work, right? And do the work and do what is necessary for me to create momentum and create something that is going to be of service to other people. It's not only about you anymore. It is also about what it is that you have to give to other people. That's what I believe. So, with that being said, let's go back to this authentic self. And I believe that this is the first step, right? The first step is, who am I today? Who am I today, and what do I want to bring forth into this world now, right now, in this phase of my life? Not who you've been before, not a dream from 10 years ago, not a dream of 6 years ago, but really a dream of, who are you now? What is true to you now? What are you feeling now? What is breaking your heart now? What is it that you are feeling called to express now, right? And this is the seed that we plant. This authenticity, this is the seed that we plant. We plant it into the soil, into the ground, into the darkness. And then, again, today I want to tell you a little bit about me and the service that I provide, but also without me, you can create those things. It is a little bit harder. Maybe you have this surrounding already. If not, And most people starting out don't have that surrounding. So let's be real. I didn't have that surrounding when I started out 8 years ago. That's why I invested so much money also into myself to get the mentorship, to get the community, to get the knowledge, to get the empowerment. And this is what I want to say. So stay with me also in the analogy of planting the authentic seed into the soil. The next thing that has to happen in order for the seed, the sprout, the idea to come forth is to cultivate the surrounding, right? Is to cultivate the earth around it. So you have to get all the nutrients. So everything that is going to feed that authentic seed, right? You get all the nutrients. That means you get the people that will support you, that are going to speak life into your idea, that are going to help you, that are going to connect you to also, and this is also something that I want to talk about today, how deeply interconnected creativity and spirituality is. It's basically the same, right? It's basically the same. So this is also where I'm finding myself more and more. It's the intersection between spirituality and then doing something with this spark inside of yourself. Because we are all creative beings. That's the whole point of being a spiritual being, right? So you surround yourself with the right people, with mentors, with coaches, with teachers, with friends, with other artists, with people who can, as I said, speak life into you. Because we all know that doing something new, creating a business, living your dream, creating art, creating music, a painting, whatever, it is always accompanied by self-doubt, by fear, by self-sabotage, by the question of who am I to do this? Is it worth it? All the time, all the energy I'm putting in, am I crazy? Will I be abandoned by the group that I'm in? People don't relate anymore. I am going to be the outsider. All of these things can come up, right? So it's important to have the right people around you. Then it's important to have the right knowledge, right? The right knowledge about yourself and also the creative process. I believe even though you can read all the books, sometimes it can go sideways. If you read all the books there are on creativity and the creative process, but you never actually get into it, this doesn't really. It doesn't do nobody a service if you don't get into it. But I believe, and for me personally, this has helped me a lot, even creating now. I have studied the creative process, and especially I have studied all the obstacles that come in the way, or the whole process. This is also what I offer in the Dream Builder program. It's a proven, repeatable, reliable system of creation, of creating the life of your dreams. And you can take that whole process to create every part of your life, because your life is made up of the different areas of your life, right? Of your health, of your relationship, of your creativity, and also of your finances, right? We can create everything. So that's what I want to say is, for me, it helped me so much to study the principles of creation, to study the principles of, creativity. Because again, knowing that there's going to be like the doubt coming, knowing that the fear is going to come, knowing that there's going to be a time where I'm going to question who I am, knowing that I have to get around the right people, right? Knowing that I have to train my mind to find solutions and always find a way. Knowing all of these things helped me so much to now have built the business and continue to create this podcast and social media content and all the things that I currently do and want to continue to do. So I'm saying that all to encourage you also to, number one, as I said, get the right people around you.
Number two, get the right knowledge around you about yourself, about the creation process. And then number three, also to have a structure. As I just said, this is also what I offer to every creative entrepreneur, everyone who wants to build a certain dream outcome, right? It is about structure because we all know, and this is also why I said it in the beginning, it's about the middle path, right? To find the path. Your path might look different from mine, but I believe that the path in general for everyone, it is always the path of our heart, the path of our soul. And there are distractions on one side of the path, and there are distractions on the other side of the path. And it's easy to get distracted in this day and age, right? By so many things, whether it be only our family, whether it be the normal everyday happenings of life, people get sick, maybe people die, people could get married, you know, everybody in your surroundings. What are you saying yes to, right? Are you saying yes to everything? Can you do that? Can you live this very full social life while creating something that is so important to you? I believe not. I believe in the beginning we have to sacrifice, or we want to sacrifice. We want to leave what is not really bringing us forward on hold for a while to focus on the path. But at the same time, there are also other distractions, like whatever. You know, I can't really relate with drugs or things like that, but I know that this is something for people. People are getting distracted by drugs, by food, by porn, by certain kind of low-level addictions, or by scrolling through social media, or just consuming, or yeah, consuming and doing things, right? Doing things that are not in alignment with what you want to create. So again, see it as a path, see it as a picture. On the one side, there are the nice and good distractions that can be amazing and beautiful, like family and all of the things that are happening in life, but there can also be the negative distractions, and sometimes even the next job. If you have a job where you can make money, and then there's another gig where you can make money, and another gig where you can make money, even that could be a distraction. If you already know there's something inside of you that you want to create, you want to get out a business, a poem, a book, a course, a program, a dance, a song, you know, whatever it is. That is what you want to create. So be aware of these distractions along the way. And that's why, coming back, it is important to have a structure. If you want support, I'm here for that. Or get some other friend of yours, an accountability partner, to have this support. It's just like going to the gym with someone else, right? You have this support structure. And then number four, I would say, is definitely also, again, maybe it's the same as number one. I said the people around you, but also the love, like really the love, the encouragement, the connections, the inspiration, like just the love, the all-encompassing feeling of I got this, I can do it. Maybe it's also the trust, right? Love, encouragement, trust. That you can do it. This, I am worthy. I am enough. I know I can do it. And so this is what I put: the people, the knowledge, the structure, of course, the vision, right? Your own vision. You have to have your vision. Yeah. So your vision, maybe a coach, as like a mentor or an accountability partner. The knowledge, the right knowledge, the structure where you come and do things repeatedly. And of course, everything covered in love and encouragement that you can do it. And we stay with the picture. Stay with me if you're still there. Amazing. I'm very happy. So another one here then is
You have planted the authentic seed. Now you have created the environment with all the things that we just mentioned. And then in this environment, this is where the authentic seed gets to crack open and to grow the roots, right? Because this is the first thing that happens with the seed. The seed first grows downwards inside the earth. So nobody sees the outcome of what the seed is bearing, right? So all of the good nutrients and the love and the support and the vision and the people and the knowledge, all of that, this is the surrounding for the seed and the roots of the seed. The roots are taking all the love and the vision and the encouragement and the structure and all of that. It's taking it in. And then it cracks open to the top. And then it finds its way up, right? Like the seedling finds its way up, up, up through the darkness. And this is you, right? This is you. Like you are going, you're moving through the darkness. You know, you feel, you know that you have the right nutrients around you. And then you learn how to move through the darkness. And the analogy for me is really you're not quite seeing the results of what it is that you want. And you're moving through the darkness of people, of places, of circumstances. You don't really see, like, it's the manifestation, so-called, of what it is that you are moving into. It's not quite visible. Everything is dark, but you learn how to trust yourself. You learn how to be faithful. You learn how to continue to produce and to create, right? You do what it is that you committed to, what the seed is, the authentic seed. And you move through the darkness until one day you come and sprout out. So this is the first time where the seed grows to come above the earth, right? Out of the darkness into the light. And now what has happened? I love this analogy so much. I hope you enjoy it too. What has happened? This authentic seed inside of your heart, the program, the project, whatever it is, has grown inside of you. It now has deep roots, and it now already has the experience of having faith while moving through the darkness. And then it comes up. So it has already built a level of resilience. Yeah. And now what happens, you're like, now you're visible. Maybe now you are starting to see things and people are starting to see you. Like now, this is the time, this is what I would compare it to. Like you're above the ground. This is the time where you actually come out of your own, maybe we all know the analogy of the 10,000 hours of doing things, right? Maybe you have learned something, you have honed your craft, and now you're getting out there and you're saying like, hey, here I am, this is what I can do. And you have built the strength and the resilience to face every weather. Now you're above the ground and you're ready to face every weather, no matter if it's the sunshine. You know, we love the sunshine, but sometimes sunshine can get so hot, oof, that it burns, right? Or we're ready to face the rain and the snow. It can get cold, it can get harsh, right? And we're now equipped to face both the sunshine and the rain. Again, it's all about duality, and we need both. Right? We need both. I love this example so much because it's so true. It's just like the everyday life, natural life. We need the rain in order to grow, but we also need the sunshine. We need the bad times, so-called, and we need the good times in order to continue to grow. And we have built, while we were still in the darkness, we have built the resilience to face both. And again, very important, you still have this support structure. You still have the people, the mentors, the coaches, the accountability partners. You still have the knowledge, You still feed yourself with knowledge, with reading, with, yeah, also this can also come from a coach, right? Or with just diving into inspirational content. You have the structure of support where you say, okay, every day I'm going to do this and this and this, and you're continuing to bathe in the love and the support, and you know that there is something higher calling you. You know that there is support from the divine realm, if we want to call it that. You know, there is this pull of becoming from the angels, or you know, whatever you want to call it. And we continue to grow up, 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 and become stronger and stronger and stronger, continuing to nourish the environment. It never stops. It's very important to continue to do that. I've seen so many people, and including myself, where we maybe give up halfway because we think it should be faster or whatever. But we have to keep the conditions that are good for us. We have to keep them there. We have to keep them as long as we need them in order to, until we bear fruit. And this is the next stage that I want to talk about. You're continuing to grow up, and then you're growing branches. Now it's starting to form the mirror effect, right? You have the first thing after the authentic seed was planted. What happened? What happened after the seed was planted? Exactly. The first thing that happened was that the seed growed roots, right? And now, so much later, now the trunk of the tree grows branches, and the branches are like the roots, but in the sky. Right. So now we're growing the branches, and now we are creating the fruit. And if you see the picture in front of your imaginary eyes, you can see that the nutrients that entered the roots, the people, the encouragement, the knowledge, the love, the structure, the good quality that entered the tree, that entered the branches of the tree, is the same quality of the fruit, because the tree has to be nourished. The tree has to be strong and firm and deeply rooted in the good nutrients and all of the good things that the tree needed to grow in order to bear juicy fruit. That's what I like to call it, juicy fruit. So this is us. The whole process I just talked about is us and our creative process. So I hope that analogy served you and you realize that if you have something on your heart, this authentic dream, make it a dream that is relevant to you right now, but then stay committed, because in order to bear amazing fruit, now we've talked about the whole process, it takes time. It takes time. Sometimes things go fast, sometimes things go not so fast, but in order to really create something that you love and that is very, yeah, that is sustainable, or I don't know even how to say, but something that is really deeply fulfilling, it will take time. So see yourself as this tree and take the nutrients, create the right environment, be shone upon by the sun, be rained upon by the rain. Get both and realize that you need both in order to grow into this beautiful big tree that is bearing juicy fruit. Yeah. And with that being said, I wanted to let you know that, yeah, as I said in the beginning, I needed a little bit of time for myself, because sometimes we have to go back into also the seasons of life, and to go back and to retreat and to digest what we maybe have taken in, or to refill ourselves if we've given so much, because that's also a natural cycle, right? When you give so much, you give so much. It is also important to retreat and to fill your own self up with the energy that you're usually putting out there. Invest it back into yourself. Take your time. Sleep a little bit more. Yeah, I love to say that. Sleep a little bit more. Drink a little bit more. Eat a little bit more. Yeah. Consume more. Very, very exclusive and selected. I always like to say that. High quality that is nourishing to your soul, whatever that may be. Sometimes it can be some wild, ratchet things as well. This can also nourish our soul. Again, we want to keep the balance of living on this world, on this planet, and at the same time connecting to the divine, connecting to the spirit realm that inspires us. But look that you find the balance, to find the balance in your creation. Yeah. Find the balance between replenishing yourself and giving. And sometimes both can be both, right? Sometimes resting too long can deplete us, and sometimes not giving enough can deplete us. I hope that that was clear. Sometimes not giving can deplete us, because if you love to give, right, it can also nourish you, just like me and recording this podcast. So, yeah, that's it. I hope this served you well. Welcome back, or welcome for the first time. Again, my name is Joanna Fatonji. It was a pleasure for me to be here with you. I would love to hear from you. I'm really keen to create a community around this, and I want to know, like, what are your challenges on your growth journey of becoming your own tree of life? Where are you sabotaging yourself? Maybe where are you afraid? Where are you getting stuck? Where are you not fully trusting yourself to continue to go? Let me know all of that. I want to give you so much of the things that I've learned. So I believe, yeah, there should be more people creating from their heart. I 1000% believe that. I believe that that's the way how to make the world a better place. And I am here to serve exactly you, yeah, to help you to get out there and do what it is that is on your heart, because we need those inspirations here down on earth every day. Okay, so I think that's it. Is there anything else that I forgot? No, I think that's it. And there's going to be more episodes coming. Again, and yeah, I'm sending you so much love, and continue to stay at it, because yeah, really, you have a unique path and a unique frequency, and the world needs to see you shine. I totally 100% believe that. So much love to you, and until then, bye-bye.